How are you?
Good. It looks like I might have a bad internet connection, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time.
I'm getting you loud and clear.
Okay. Hi, Shannon.
Guys.
Shannon.
You're in a new place again, Rob.
I am. I'm actually in my wife's office in Florida. So my computer's getting a little work done, so I had to borrow hers, which is so graciously. It's done. It's actually got much better lighting than any of my other offices.
But no granddaughter in the background that we could see.
She will be though for 3 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Things have been good?
Things have been great. Yeah. Thanks.
Good. Things are good. Yeah, a lot better. I feel more at ease where we're at. Yeah, I feel like we have a good grip. Hi, Jean.
And the election will be over.
Thank God.
Thank
Goodness.
God. Tomorrow. You know what? Democracy is the worst and the best. It's awful and it's wonderful. It's
True.
schizophrenic.
That's funny.
My
It's
12-year-old
bipolar.
daughter. Yeah, I was just gonna say my 12-year-old daughter said that yesterday. She's like, "Yeah, mom, our country's bipolar." I'm like, "Wow,
It is.
I didn't know
It's a
that."
great place now. But,
Well, it probably won't be over tomorrow, but we'll see.
the sick thing is, I was a political science and history major,
Oh,
so I
wow.
love this.
Good for you. I despise it. Everything political.
It's so funny. It's so crazy. All my friends became lawyers.
Wow.
It seemed like my whole fraternity either were doctors or lawyers.
Huh.
I think I'm the happiest of all of them. The best business there is.
Funny.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, so what's on your mind this wonderful November day?
Honestly, I haven't had a lot of time to think about it. But I will say the team and I have talked. We feel like we're in a pretty good position. We do have that group of clients that we're trying to decide what to do with them. But I know Lewis is working on, I don't know if you heard, but Raymond James changed the payout structure a little bit. Not necessarily our grid level, but they're only allowing in a certain number of people into the clubs, like club levels.
Oh, wow. So it's a moving target.
Yeah, so I kind of want to get a sense of where I'm at before I make a change. Not that it is a big difference, but if I'm on the fence, right, I'd rather not make this change right now. If I'm nowhere near it, I have no issues. I know that sounds a little shallow and greedy, but
No. I'm the most competitive guy you've ever met. You tell me that there's only going to be 100 people in a club, I'm in.
Right. And if I'm between 99 and 100, or you know what I mean? If I'm on that,
Right.
if I'm
I'm
teetering, I don't
traveling for
know.
an hour to pick up 100 grand,
That's funny. I don't know that I'd do that unless there was something good at the other end.
But that's me. I mean, that's okay. I love that. I mean, I
Yeah.
love, you just said that and you got me all excited. Limited number. Yeah, we're only going to limit it to 100. Oh my God. Okay, now it's
Once I know that, then I think we can move forward on what we're going to do. I have a team in mind and I haven't talked to them yet. I don't want to tell them unless I'm sure.
So
So
what's
yeah.
this now?
Those number of clients that I was going to give to
Oh, to get,
Bobby,
yeah.
I have another team in mind at another office
Oh
once I
yeah, because
know.
we talked about a different office, right?
Yep.
And that kind of opened up things for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
Other than that, I feel pretty comfortable where we're at. What do you ladies think?
I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Jean has made all the appointments for all of our top clients, all of them actually that we're keeping. So that's a good place.
You haven't noticed, have you, that you're an all-female team?
Oh yeah, we notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, That's why we're amazing. I'm just kidding.
That's awesome. Go girl.
Yeah. But also one thing that we changed too that I'm happy about is, me and Jean are meeting regularly. Teresa and I are meeting regularly. So I think that's important. We weren't doing that in the past.
Yeah. Communications really helps, doesn't it? Huh?
Absolutely.
It's shocking. It seems so obvious, but then it's hard to do when you think, well, they don't want to really meet with me. And you're like, you know, make up all this stuff. That's why the rituals of scheduling. And you think, well, we don't have much to talk about. So what? We'll talk anyway.
And then things come up.
And then it's amazing.
Yeah. How much you have to talk about.
Yeah.
Right. And then you got 20 minutes later, you're still talking about stuff and it was like all important.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my attitude is as the leader, we should never have to have an annual review. We should be talking all the time.
Yeah.
About not just, surface stuff, but important stuff. You know, things you're trying to accomplish. How are we doing? I mean, look, I had a little feedback on my mic, right? This morning. You guys are getting no feedback now, right?
A little bit. I'm getting a little static.
Are you?
I wasn't sure if it was me, though.
Anybody else?
I hear it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little static, yeah.
Not all the time, though.
Yeah, it just comes and goes. But that's what I mean by feedback. You know, it's kind of like, how am I doing? You know, are we doing okay? Give me some feedback. Are we doing all right? You know, everybody wants some feedback. And if we don't tell the other guy, then
he doesn't know.
He doesn't know, right? And we all want to do well. But we think, well, confrontation, nobody wants. I'm a non-confrontational person. Well, forget that, Everybody likes feedback. I mean, it may not be the greatest thing. I was horrible at getting feedback, but I needed it, My boss used to say, well, if you don't want it, I won't give it to you. I'm like, no, I'm okay. I just am an immature human being. So give me the feedback and I'll go home and cry and then I'll be okay.
It's pretty mature to say that, actually.
No, it took me a while. I don't know. We're all insecure, We all pretend we're all these secure humans. We're all like, wait a minute, that can't be. He's wrong. He was right. He was right, right? And he helped me. So. Good. I don't know what to do about my mic. I might try my telephone next call. Anyway. All right, good. How about marketing, growing? We haven't been, and we haven't needed it. And we don't want it, but it's nice to have.
Yeah, I just can't stay on top of it. One, I don't think it's my strong point. I don't think I should be doing it either, but it's like if I don't stay on top of it, it's not going to be done. So I'm not sure what to do there.
You need a pipeline tool, just like everything else.
Like CRM, is that what?
Yeah, any kind of pipeline tool that you want to use. But the idea is just a spreadsheet that, has got them big on this side, little on this side, and kind of ends up with what you want at the end. Don't do it. You just have less success. So here's the interesting thing.
Rob, when you moved forward, it got worse.
Okay. All right, let's try it back here. How's that? Better?
A little bit.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah,
six.
That's good.
Okay. So maybe if I get out in front of it, then I get near it. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's no feedback right now, but it was really bad when you move forward.
Okay. Yeah, I might be. I was wondering about the speakers next to the. Anyway, sometimes you have electronics near your mic that throws it off. Move my phone too. The thing that I found interesting is because I get to coach all kinds of different people, and the people that have got the people that are typically life insurance companies, you know, they masquerade as financial services, but they're really, you know, they really sell life insurance. They get 20% of their revenues from fee-based services and the rest is from annuities or life insurance. Anyway, they are the best at pipelines. They look at their pipeline every day. They know exactly how many people are in the pipeline, where they are, how much they're going to generate in revenues, and when they're going to come out. It's just, and then I find my financial advisors that live on fees from existing clients have no pipeline and don't care about it. And I'm like, I want somebody in between, you know? I want to have a pipeline that you look at every other day and that you maintain. Now, here's what typically works. You don't keep the pipeline. Just like you don't keep the schedule, right? Mm-hmm. The schedule works because you don't keep it. The folders work, quote, the folders work, the schedule work, because you don't keep it, you're not in charge of it. That's why it works, because where we control it, we procrastinate. We do all kinds of other things that are more important. But when we have somebody else run it and we give them input, then it works. And they come back and they report on the pipeline every week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So even though you would be typically the only person putting things into the pipeline, somebody else should run it. Because then you will feel obligated to keep it up and give them feedback.
Okay. So true, though, about finding more important things to do. Because I have to do all these other things. Yeah, that's why marketing has suffered.
So one of the things, I mean, at least you can keep track of referrals, right? The worst thing in the world is to get referrals and not follow up.
That's what we do.
And that's like death.
That's what we do.
That's the most embarrassing thing in the world. It happened to me once, and then from then on, it never happened again. Somebody gave me an introduction. I didn't follow up. And were they mad? And it just taught me, oh my, you know, once, that's kind of a sacred thing when they give you an introduction.
You know what? This touches on a really important point. And I think, Shannon, I'm going to ask you to help move us along as we have to move on those tasks. Because if we had all of those checklists in the task, it would be automated. Right now, it's all on an Excel spreadsheet, and we're kind of relying on each other to go, okay, who's handling that? Who's following up? Who's doing that? If we get it in the Raymond James system, it's automated. We know who's handling what task, what date it needs to be done. It would be automated.
Yep. And I was just thinking we need to assign somebody, probably Jean, to put all of your referrals in as prospects in CRM. And
I kind of gave that to Teresa already.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that that's a part of an ongoing task. You're checking in on those weekly.
Yep. That needs to be part of that checklist.
Yeah. Yep. I jotted some notes down on that. I'll help you with that. Great. But I did already order Teresa a laptop. So.
Oh, good. Thank you. I already created a referral checklist,
perfect.
But we need it automated.
Yep.
So there's no guesswork there.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to ask you some questions on another call about marketing. We can talk about that on our team calls.
Okay.
Kind of put an action plan in place together and turn that into a task as well.
Great. I got an email today. I know we're going way off here, but it's really helpful. I got an email from this company that said, we will do your marketing for you.
And what's the name of it?
I don't know. Let me see. Did I save it?
Wondering if it's one I saw from somebody else today, and I was like,
Was it like CYO, I think? I think it was called CYO, and it basically said, shoot, if I find it, I'll forward it, but it was kind of an interesting concept, and I was wondering even if Raymond James had something like this where they do automated stuff for you.
We have a lot of stuff in place. It might be a slightly tad more manual than all automated, but I think we have enough stuff in place. We just need to identify what you want and get it set up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Between ready to hire this company.
Newsletters and all that other stuff.
I'm so ready. I was like, oh, yes, you just fit a need.
Well, you guys are a little bit unique in the sense that that things are good and you're doing well. And you don't have that, like, you know, paranoia of I got to grow by this and I got to do this and I got to. And so, you know, I don't know. For me, of course, it was fun. You know, I wouldn't have done it with fun. I liked the reach. I liked meeting people and closing business. That was fun for me. The hunt was a big part of what I did. It wasn't as much the, at that time, the money management wasn't very interesting. And the hunt was fun and talking to clients was fun, but the hunt was what I was all about. And so, you know, opening new accounts, being in business, that was all I cared about. I was just kind of a maniac, but that was my competitive thing, you know? So it's a little bit hard for me not to kind of go, come on.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't think that's where we're at right this minute. But to me, when you say that, it's not necessarily the hunt that I enjoy. It's figuring things out, whether it's a new client, an old client, their kid, whatever it is, it's coming up with a plan for them to succeed. That's what I enjoy. That part of it. So whether new, old, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. So you were, is it the puzzle part of it or is it, it's a puzzle trying to figure out, okay. And then you put the puzzle together and then you're done and it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like that. I'm, you know, now more than I used to be. I'm a little less up, you know, engaged in the game of, in the competition and more engaged in the puzzle solving. So I understand that. So you just want, you know, you should focus on getting more complex, really nice, but really screwed up clients.
Yes. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
See, not like screwed up in the head. Financial planning, just, estate planning wise.
Just screwed up. They've been busy. They've been successful and they haven't done anything and they know they should, but they're ready now and they'll make a decision and, you know, the light went on somehow. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
Yeah. So that's why you're and you should tell your clients that.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
You should just say, look, you know, what I've discovered, this is what I love doing. So if you find somebody that's got a lot of money and they're really messed up, but they're willing to, you know, kind of have one of those come to Jesus meetings, then I'm your person, you know, send them to me. That would be a very interesting conversation for you to have with your client.
You're right. I kind of do that on the back end when I come up with something and I say this, I'm so passionate about this. That's why you're seeing my excitement. This is what I love to do. But you're right. That would be a good time too, maybe to let them know that this is what I enjoy. And if they know of anyone else that needs that help.
Yeah. And just tell them exactly. I've discovered something, right? I really don't enjoy the hunt that much. You know, the paperwork, I don't enjoy that. What I'm good at and what I love is the puzzle, fixing things.
Yep. Right?
And they'll be like, yeah, me too. I love that too. And then so tell them a little story, right? You talk to your coach and this is what we came up with. And the more, frankly, the more money that's involved, the more complex it is, the more interesting for me.
Yes.
So when you run into that person that's, you know, is a mess, and that they need somebody that's patient, which I am, which you are, I'm sure. It's patient, but persistent, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Send them to me and I'll take care of them.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and just be very honest and tell them a little story. People love a story, and they don't want to just have you say, you know, send me somebody that, you know, because I'm trying to grow my business.
Yeah, like that's, you. Yeah.
Yeah, that has no appeal, right? But why are, you know, it's like, why did we do Supernova? We had to establish the rationale. Too many clients, we're all disorganized, so we hired this guy and he, all right, so that established the rationale of why you tell them about 1242. Now, why do we talk about acquiring new business? Well, it's because we've discovered something, right? Did analysis, did a self-analysis, hired a coach, and this is what we came up with. This is who I love. This mm-hmm. is what I love doing.
Yeah, and maybe the next time they're talking to someone and they say, oh, I need to right. talk to somebody. I have all these things that I haven't done, and maybe my name might come up in their head.
Right. And you know what? There's good news, bad news, right? Depending, I don't care where you guys are politically, but the good news is either way, you know, things will be great, right? So if we get more taxes, then we got more planning to do. Mm-hmm. If we bring the estate tax down from $23 million down to $3 million, super, right? We got to do a bunch of estate tax planning. You know, if we raise the dividend, you know, we raise the taxes on dividends. We raise the tax on capital gains. There'll be some planning to do.
Yep.
And so that's another conversation you have with the client. Look, frankly, it's going to be a boom for our business. You go to a 60 or 70% tax rate for people, guess what? They are looking for shelters. They're looking yeah. for ideas, and we will have them.
Right.
Okay. Maybe, you know, windmills. It may sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it won't be oil and gas deals. This time it'll be windmills and solar farms. And
true.
They'll get big tax incentives for them. Big write-offs. And it'll be a mess. But you'll make money, and they'll make money, and everybody will be happy.
Strategize.
Yeah. So it's just an interesting time to have those conversations. So people don't freak out. You know, people can freak out when they start to think, oh, my God, I'm going to have to pay all these taxes. Should I sell everything? Should I, you know, long-term, they're going to get rid of the step-up and capital gains. You know, is that, no, relax. They can't do it all at once. We'll, right. we'll deal with it as we go, and we'll have a plan for it when it happens.
Yep.
So, so I think that's great. I'd be really excited to be like, okay, because I was, you know, the advantage of having me as a coach, I was there when they had, 80% tax rates.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, even this year, small, but you know, Roth conversions, clients aren't taking RMDs. We're in low tax brackets. That small thing, their CPAs are going, what a great idea. Okay. Yeah. Let's do this. Yeah. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. And that's good. And that's what you want. There's where you want to say, look, this is where we shine. So when you've got somebody that's at Fidelity or they're at XYZ or they're at Schwab and they're bragging about how great things are. Tell them basically we do it for the same price and they get great service. What does it cost today for you guys? The price of poker's come way down. You know, it used to be, you know, 8% when I started on a mutual fund. And now it's less than 1%, maybe 1%, 1.25%, something like that, wherever you are. I just had a situation where I'm working with a guy and he charges $5,000 for financial planning under $1 million and $10,000 over $1 million.
Wow.
And he then charges for managing the money.
Oh, wow.
So he will be charging, you know, we're, you know, you get a good client and he's got $10 million, you're charging him $100,000. But, you know, the smaller clients, you're not doing that. You're not making $15,000 or $20,000 on every account.
Nope.
He's doing that.
I'm hearing that more and more, and I'm hearing that it's working.
Yeah, it
is. People are willing to pay if...
It's the attention.
Yep.
It's the attention. They don't, in from your point of view, there's more compliance when they pay. Meaning they'll bring in the forms, they'll fill out the forms, they'll meet with their estate planning attorney, they'll do more. Now, I don't understand how you can, you know, what the value is for somebody with less than $1 million to do a financial plan. You can do that at the back of an envelope, right? But for somebody with, you know, $5 million, there's some planning you can do, right?
Oh, and yeah.
Yeah, you can charge a fee for it because that's a lot of work.
Actually, I think the younger clients that really want it, they're more work. They don't have it all together. They don't have everything, but they want an answer.
Oh, and I think that that's for the kids of your best clients.
Yeah.
They absolutely should. That's why I say when we do, you know, 12-4-2, right? That's a plan. But 4-1 for the kids, that's a plan. There's a plan in there.
And yeah, that's true.
I think right. That you got to do those plans.
Yeah, we do.
And I don't see any reason you couldn't. This guy, I'm sorry, but he's not any magician, right? He's not any smarter. In fact, I'd say less. And yet he seems to be really, everybody gets this and they're all like, fine. And he's like, if they don't want to do it, it's fine. He just like moves on.
Interesting. Good for him.
Yeah. I was kind of impressed. I was like, wow, it's a different model.
Yep.
The fun thing for me is the different models. You know, I get I'll do these webinars, which is a really fun thing to do too. And it can solidify a relationship with your advisors, you know, your CPAs and attorneys and estate planning attorneys and whoever else.
So why are you outside vendors or just putting them on yourself?
So for what I do is I do, like I've done a couple of webinars. I did one with Bill Cates on referrals. So this guy came from that. He's not in my referral. He's not kind of in my world, but he came from Bill Cates' world and he called up after the webinar and said, hey, I'd like to hire you. I'm like, cool. You know, you're not working for brand, you know, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Raymond James. You're working for yourself. So I have no way of getting to independence. So this was so I've done two of these and each one I get a few clients from. And it's like not work. You know, we have a conversation. So all I do is do this. So let's say we were going to do a webinar together. We're going to do it on the Roth IRAs, right? And I was going to interview you on what do I do with clients, you know, what does the average client not know about the Roth IRA conversions? And I interview it. You'd send me the questions that you want me to ask. I then ask you the questions and you ask it. I'll send you a few questions about me. Well, Rob, tell me about your, why would you hire Rob Knapp in a COVID environment? What could he do for me? And da da da. See what I mean? And then I'd ask you questions. Tell me why would a person do a Roth IRA conversion now? You know, so that would be awesome, right? So you have your clients and then you have the CPA's clients.
That's pretty cool.
And so they all hear the story. And what does it take you? It took you a couple minutes of preparations. Your team puts together the marketing piece on LinkedIn. Okay. And then you just send it out and you email out, send it out on LinkedIn. Send it out wherever else. And all of a sudden you got 100 people watching.
Do you allow the clients to ask questions or no? Not during.
Well, sure. Yeah. And they ask them on the side. So they write them in over here.
Type them in. Yep.
Yeah. Type them in. And then we answer those.
Okay.
So it's a really cool thing. And it's no, and we just, you know, you can do one a month. You can do one every other month. And it gives you a chance to highlight a CPA or highlight an attorney. And you make friends with them, right?
Yeah. It's neat.
And it's not work, you know, it's not like, oh God. Well, I'm kind of like you. I don't want to prospect, right?
Yeah.
I really don't. So, so this is like easy and they just kind of come to me, right?
Right. So, talk about what you love doing.
Right. The other thing I'm doing is creating a mastermind group around a cause that I have, right? So, I'm trying to train. I've been upset about the fact that we have no minorities in our industry. Hardly any, right? Especially African Americans. And so it's like, wait a minute. I'm a puzzle solver, right? So as a manager, it was always irritating. I had no pool to pick from and they always want me to hire. And I'd be like, there's no pool, right? So I go to the community. I go to all these things. Where are the guys? You know, where are your gals? Not, we don't have it. And it's like, okay, so I'm going to train them from college on, bring them in as interns and then train them. And so I started my foundation to do this and I gave scholarships and internships and blah, it didn't go anywhere. So now I'm mad. So now I really want to do it because I think I can fix this thing.
And, right.
I want to put 100 people into our industry that weren't in. And so I'm getting, but I put together my buddies that are also coaches, right? So they're guys that like Bill Cates and my other guy that works on LinkedIn marketing. And then I'll pick a psychologist and then we'll create a training school for these guys. We can do it online.
Great.
So we're going to give scholarships and then internships and then train them to be financial planners. And then you'll be like, give me that guy. He's trained to be a financial planner and he knows internet marketing. He'll be valuable.
Good move.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. I think most industries are struggling there in hiring minorities.
Right. It's because they're not trained.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll
train them.
We got to get good. So we're working with. So anyway, my point is that because I'm doing that, everybody's referring more business back and forth to each other.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm doing it for all the right reasons, but I'm getting referrals. I got like 3 referrals.
Fantastic.
So that's another idea for you.
Okay.
Pick something that you're kind of passionate about. Form a group that is relevant, and you'll end up with business from it without even trying.
Yeah, Shannon, we were starting to do that. We're going to look into forming a group like that. You know, Rob, I think moving your phone, though, might have worked because I've gotten 0 feedback. No matter how close you are. Yeah, none.
Oh, that's the phone.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, because if you get electronic devices too near other ones, sometimes you get some garbage.
Yeah, ever since you moved it, I've gotten none.
Well, that's good. Same with everybody else?
Yes, correct.
Clear. All clear.
Clear. All clear. Good. 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 All right. Well,
this was good. Thank you.
Yeah. Look, marketing is a funny thing. You don't have to make it painful. I think you can make it painless and just make it part of who you are. This is right. What I am. Tell people if they don't want me, great. If they do, it's a perfect fit. Send them to me. You know,
I like it.
And just be kind of, look, I love you. I love solving puzzles. This is who I am. We got a great team. And you got a great team, by the way. Without just the body language, okay? Just the attitude is 100% different than it was.
Nice.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it. So you're the ones that get all the credit. But it's just, I can just feel it. I mean, so way to go. Keep it up. whatever it is you're doing, keep it up. I think it's the communications, but who knows? Just keep it up.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Everybody.
Have a good one.